on the dashboard and how it's set up myself, as far as how we get information out to the community on meaningful numbers. We do that on a weekly basis. So that's on our website. And we've been sharing that through social channels as well, particularly those graphics that show the number of patients in house, the percentage of them that are unvaccinated, the percentage of unvaccinated people in the ICU, and the percentage of deaths and the numbers. So those are numbers that we put out, as far as we don't get into details of floor or those other numbers are certainly out there.
Right. I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public. Then there's another comment, as I completely agree, there are many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of the patients we have in the hospital?
So is that all the people who have been in the hospital since the beginning of COVID?
Well, or that are still in, and that's something that I could take to someone else, but I think those are important numbers, the patients that are still in the hospital, that are off the COVID floor, but still are occupying the hospital for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
Carolyn, we call those, I'm sorry, we're calling those recovered now. If you look at the Novant Health dashboard, they're listed as recovered, but I do think it, from our standpoint, we would still consider them a COVID patient because they're still healing.
Yeah. So I think that that needs to be highlighted as well.
Yes.
Because once they're off isolation, they drop from the COVID numbers. That's exactly right.
Kellen, we can talk offline and how we run that up to marketing.
All right. So I was going to say, Kellen, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know, you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Everyone, let's talk about how to stand out in a job interview.